Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Danielle DeLongchamp of Concord honored as 2025 CEO of the Year at Wealth Management Industry Awards. Concord President and CEO Danielle DeLongchamp has been named Chief Executive Officer of the Year at the 2025 Wealth Management Industry Awards. This honor recognizes Concord's dedication to providing financial professionals with the tools and support they need to deliver exceptional results for clients. DeLongchamp expressed gratitude for the award, emphasizing Concord's mission to empower advisors for success. The Wealth Management Industry Awards, now in its 11th year, received a record number of nominations and finalists. Concord's board spokesman, Michael Rollins, congratulated DeLongchamp on her well-deserved recognition, highlighting her leadership and vision for the firm's future growth. Learn more about Concord's commitment to excellence at concordeyes.com.
DataDasher AI launches SOC 2 certified platform to boost productivity for investment sponsors and wholesaling teams. DataDasher AI, a developer of agentic artificial intelligence platforms for financial professionals, has launched a SOC 2 certified system tailored for investment sponsors and wholesaling teams. This platform, powered by Brain Language TM AI technology, helps wholesalers save 10 to 15 hours weekly by simplifying meeting prep, client interactions, and follow-ups. It offers real-time data queries, automated email drafting, meeting transcription, task detection, email integration, and team collaboration. DataDasher AI ensures every touchpoint is captured and actionable, integrating seamlessly with popular CRM and meeting platforms. This secure system with strong encryption and multi-factor authentication is designed for better advisor coverage efficiency and territory management. To experience how DataDasher AI boosts wholesaler productivity, firms can request a demo or sandbox trial environment on their website.
Buy the September dip, 8 ASX stocks to buy. The Australian stock market is currently experiencing a seasonal pullback, prompting investors to consider whether it's a buying opportunity or the start of something bigger. Wealth Within analysts note that healthy pullbacks of 8 to 14% are normal, with the depth of this correction impacting the strength and duration of the next bull run. Rather than panic, pullbacks should be viewed as opportunities to prepare for the next round of gains. Wealth Within offers trading courses to help traders navigate market fluctuations. Some ASX stocks to watch include AMP Limited, Woodside Energy, Pilbara Minerals, and Fortescue Metals. Beyond stock picks, Wealth Within emphasizes the importance of building trading confidence through structured systems and education. By learning to read price trends, recognize patterns, apply risk management strategies, and control emotions, investors can position themselves for success in uncertain markets.
Network news breaks, Game On, Brera Holdings PLC's NASDAQ Bria, MCO strategy draws analyst support. Brera Holdings, a multi-club ownership company, has received an outperform rating from PartnerCap Securities with a price target of $11.50. PartnerCap estimates Brera will generate $15.2 million in revenue in fiscal year 2026, positioning the company within an expanding asset class. The $11.50 target reflects a multiple of 2.25x on those projections, well below the peer average. Brera Holdings PLC is focused on expanding its global portfolio of sports clubs, providing opportunities for tournament prizes, sponsorships, and professional sports-related services. Atlas Clear Holdings secures additional $2,000, led by two board members, completing previously announced $5 million in funding. Atlas Clear Holdings has secured an additional $2,000 in funding led by two board members, completing the previously announced $5 million financing. The company raised a total of $5 million through promissory notes with a 20% original issue discount. Board member Sandip Patel invested $1 million and will join as Chief Financial Officer and General Counsel. Sixth Borough Capital invested $450,000, bringing its total to $950,000. The financing, led by directors, shows confidence in the company's performance. The company aims to bridge traditional finance with newer products like crypto. The latest financial updates will be detailed in the forthcoming 10K filing on or before September 29th, with an earnings call scheduled for September 30th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Ballston Spa National Bank and the National Bank of Coxsackie announced strategic combination. Ballston Spa National Bank and the National Bank of Coxsackie have announced a strategic merger of equals, creating a $1.3 billion community bank serving the Greater Capital District. The combined bank will operate under the BSNB charter, with NBC locations known as Coxsackie Bank, a division of Ballston Spa National Bank. The merger will result in a larger market capitalization, increased lending capacity, and expanded product offerings. Shareholders from both sides have approved the transaction, with completion expected in the second quarter of 2026. The combined company aims to provide personalized service, flexibility, and diverse financial products to customers in the capital region.
The dollar is sliding. Here's how Wall Street is positioning now. Gold has hit record highs in 2025, outperforming major indices like the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, driven by a weaker U.S. dollar. Goldman Sachs predicts gold could reach $3,700 by year-end and $4,000 by mid-2026, possibly hitting $4,500 if investors move from the dollar to bullion. ES Gold Corp stands out as a junior player with growth potential, supported by permits and funding for production in 2026. Other notable mining firms include Kinross Gold Corp, AngloGold Ashanti PLC, Equinox Gold Corp, and Royal Gold Inc., all focused on leveraging expertise in the current cycle. For more information, visit networknewswire.com. Soaring gold prices open doors for emerging producers. Gold prices have soared to record highs, attracting attention amid inflation concerns and slowing global growth. Lafleur Minerals Inc. is transitioning to production at the perfect time, owning a fully permitted gold mill and strategic projects in Canada. Other forward-thinking companies like Trifecta Gold Ltd., Amex Exploration Inc., Troilus Gold Corp., and Abcorp Mines Inc. are also ready to benefit from the surge in gold prices. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies and investors, offering access to wire solutions, editorial syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
TBC Uzbekistan extends financial services to non-residents, expanding digital ecosystem's customer base. TBC Bank Uzbekistan, part of the TBC Uzbekistan digital banking ecosystem, now offers its services to non-residents in Uzbekistan. Foreign nationals can access digital banking products like the Salam debit card, deposits, transfers, and utility payments through the TBC Uzi app. This expansion aims to reach new customer segments and integrate expatriate workers, students, and entrepreneurs into the digital economy. New customers can register remotely with in-person meetings currently available in Tashkent and set to expand nationwide. TBC Uzbekistan, with 21 million registered users, continues to grow its presence in Central Asia by offering innovative financial services through its digital banking ecosystem.
Nikola Mining Inc., TCQBSIF, gains visibility among global investors at Elite Beaver Creek event. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX.V as NIM and on the OTCQB, recently gained visibility among global investors at the prestigious Beaver Creek Summit. This event is known as one of the top independent investment forums for precious metals. Nikola Mining's participation provided a crucial opportunity to engage with potential partners, financiers, and industry peers. The company's presence at this summit, highlights its emerging role in Canada's precious metals sector. With nearly 200 issuers in attendance, including Nikola Mining, the Beaver Creek Summit served as a significant platform for showcasing the company's progress and investor interest in its projects.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.